My team reporters babble Trump, Kevin Kraft. Look at that, no plan. Fine, then, overflow. Population common food, but it'll do. Save yourself, serve yourself. World serve its own needs. Listen to your heartbeat. Dummy with the rapture and the reverend and the right. Right, you patriotic, patriotic. Slam, fight, right. My feelings, plain sight. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world. Welcome to episode 9 of Shortwave Weekly. I am your host, Chris Freitas. Sadly, we have some very unfortunate news in the world of shortwave this week, and you may have already heard about this already, but there are two things that are going off of shortwave pretty soon. First one is Keith Perrone's The Happy Station. It'll be leaving shortwave actually after yesterday, the 25th. So no longer will, unless the audience demands it, enough people wanting to put this back on the air, there will no longer be the Happy Station show on shortwave via WRMI and some shortwave affiliates. Unfortunately, this is sad news for all shortwave listeners out there. Keith Perrone, the creator of this rendition of The Happy Station, he does his recordings live from Taipei, Taiwan. His rationale via his Facebook website mentions that he is doing this because of the high audience levels via podcast and internet streaming and local affiliates that are being rebroadcasting this show. He quotes that about every one shortwave listener, there are 100 that download the podcast. So there is a big discrepancy between shortwave listeners and his online audience. And so that is his rationale for getting rid of The Happy Station on shortwave, unless there's enough people wanting to put it back on the air. And if you want to contact Keith Perrone, he is on Facebook, but you can also go to, I believe you can visit his website at pcjmedia.com. And or that's where you can find out more about The Happy Station and his contact information. But he is also on Facebook, so I would check there if you in. Send him a message through that. Another thing that is leaving the world of shortwave is Radio Sweden. This was pretty much news to me last week, and this comes from Media Network as well, but it also comes from Radio Sweden. I actually got the email of this, believe it was last week through Facebook. This is what the news release says. Radio Sweden will terminate its medium wave and shortwave broadcasts on October 31st in favor of web services, with Swedish radio management stating that its best use of resources and in line with traditional trends, the English language service is to continue on the web and on national broadcasts. The Russian output will be available on the web, as is the German now. Among the immigrant languages, Albanian, Assyrian, Syriac, and Bosnian, Serbian, Croatian are to be terminated on the same date. Meanwhile, Arabic and Somali, the largest immigrant language groups in Sweden at present, are to be boosted. The same applies to Romani, one of Sweden's 5 official minority languages. The Persian service will include Dari, spoken by the rapidly increasing number of Afghan refugees coming to Sweden. Kurdish broadcasts remain unchanged. Swedish radio's output in immigrant languages will be available on the web and broadcast nationally. And that is from Radio Sweden via Media Network. And at this blog site, there are several comments. There are a lot of comments on here that are really, really up in arms with this thing. And of course, Keith Perrone is also on there commenting about this change. He used to work at Radio Netherlands, and so, you know, he has some insight about shortwave radio. And there's just several comments. I haven't commented on this yet, and I probably won't, because there's just an ungodly amount of comments to look at. 49 comments, I see. Maybe not hundreds and hundreds, but there are a lot, and these are very long. Just some of my comments. Yeah, I am really sad to hear that this is going away off of shortwave. But, you know, these stations, Keith Perrone brought this to me. I commented on his page. He makes a valid point that some of these stations don't know exactly how much the audience listens to on shortwave, because there's no rating system. Like in the U.S., we have Arbitron for radio and Nielsen for TV ratings. There are no TV ratings for shortwave, and it's pretty impossible to do. The only short way of getting some idea of listeners is through letters and QSL reports, but he mentions also that a lot of these people that write to these stations are DXers, and they kind of sadly cringe on the whole DXer aspect, because they don't listen to the station regularly, or at least some of them don't, and they just want that QSL card or station souvenirs, and probably won't tune into that station again. They're just there for the collecting aspect. I can see that aspect. But also, I could my own spiel is, it sort of seems like it's doing a disservice to the listeners, the faithful listeners that are on shortwave, the medium that started it all. But in this day and age, a lot of people have access to the internet and have access to Wi-Fi, and even portable electronics like the iPod. Touch and the iPhone and the Droid and a PSP and all these other electronic devices that are coming out that are really portable. A lot of them fit in your pocket, and Wi-Fi is pretty much accessible anywhere, and it's cheap. Well, cheap meaning it's $50. Yes, you have to pay for it, but if you want to listen to these programs and you think it's, and there are a lot of radio stations on the internet, and the best part is you can listen to it anytime you want, given with these podcasts, and Radio Sweden is available on podcast as well. And I mean, of course, if you're listening to this podcast, you have internet access in some way or form. Otherwise, I don't see how this is being broadcast. I haven't allowed anybody to broadcast this podcast, but I mean, I wouldn't mind. I would kind of encourage it, but you have a lot of these devices that access web streaming and podcasts and all this good stuff. And Radio Netherlands just released an app for the iPhone and iPod Touch where you can listen to their programs on web stream, and you can of course download Radio Sweden podcast as well on iTunes. Just type in Radio Sweden, and you have iTunes divided up into apps, movies, and all that good stuff. Just go to the podcast to download the podcast, and the apps to go download the app. The app is kind of hard to navigate. Looking at it now, what you do, you click on the icon. It's in Swedish. And so it's kind of hard to, if you don't know Swedish, then it's going to be hard for you to navigate. But there is some way to help navigate through this. What you do, you touch program, and you scroll down, and you got letters on the side as well. I mean, this app is also for other mobile devices, too. You can check the Radio Sweden website as well. But what you do, you click on S. And once you're down to S, scroll down until you see SRI Radio Sweden. Then you touch it or click on it. And then you are at the Radio Sweden's feed. And I'm not sure if this is... And it updates. And it updates itself with the latest stuff. And it also has a back archive. This doesn't download, I don't think, to your iPhone or iPod Touch or other mobile device. But, of course, you can download a podcast for that, too. But if you want to add it as a favorite to get easy access instead of having to look back through it again, just go to Favorites. And, actually, no, excuse me. Let me see. You go back and go back to the main program page under S where you see SRI Radio Sweden. You click on the arrow, the blue arrow on the iPhone, iPod Touch, and you go to Bosk Programs Hemsida. I guess that's what it is. Oh no, excuse me. That's not it. That is not it. That is a link to their webpage. Let's see. Okay. You click on the arrow. Try and get back to it. Here we go. Click on the arrow. You click the first option, Avisnet. I guess that's what it is. Oh. And... Well, it's not showing up as a, it's not showing up on here, unfortunately. Well, I think it gives you an option on here, and I think that option becomes obsolete. Let me try another podcast here, Kurdish broadcast. Okay, here we go. To save it as a favorite, you click on that arrow. And you see the second option that will say lag till some favorite without the E. Favorite should be the giveaway for that. And you just click on that and it should be added to your favorites. That way you'll have access to it constantly. And you just, once you get to your favorites, click on program, which would be SRI Radio Sweden, and it'll directly bring you to that page. It's a little hard to navigate because it's in Swedish, but they might come up with a English version of it in the future before it gets off the air. And so that's one way to listen to it. And of course, you have an app that you can buy. This is a good app. It's called Ootunes. I've mentioned this before on previous podcasts. And you can add several stations into your favorites, or you can browse through them. Radio Sweden is on there. You can either listen to it on World Radio Network in English, or you can search for it by typing in SRP2. That would be Radio Sweden. Although you have to look at their program schedule to figure out what time the English broadcast will be on, since it's on the schedule. But with the other app, with the Radio Sweden app, you can listen to the live stream anytime. That is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And of course, you can download the podcast to be a little bit more simplistic. Those are just multiple ways to listen to Radio Sweden. Wherever you go. And I hate when people say that the internet is not portable. It is and it isn't. if you're not referring to Wi-Fi, then it's definitely not portable because you have to connect it to an external. You have to connect it to a source. A lot of these portable devices are out now. It utilizes Wi-Fi and Wi-Fi only. And Wi-Fi is pretty much a commonplace in many public places. You can find it at Starbucks, McDonald's. You can get it for your home, school, whatever. You have access to it. It's fairly easy to access. And so, it is. And now with a lot of these cell phone carriers, you have 3G coverage, which you can access the internet pretty much anywhere, virtually anywhere. And so you can have access of it. So to say that the internet is not portable is not completely true. Although there is some validity to it, depending on what internet connection you have or what internet connection you have access to. But that's my spiel on the stations becoming internet only. I mean, it's still there. Thank goodness it is still available to listen to. You may disagree with me with this. That's okay. But yeah, I encourage you, if you're upset about this, you still have options. There's still the option to listen to this. It's not completely going away. It's just they're expanding into new sources of new mediums. And the internet has pretty much become this new medium over the years. And so it's cheaper for them to go online and not have to waste thousands of dollars to maintain transmitters and power consumption for maybe just a few people that are listening to this. And so, you know, so that's just the sad reality of a lot of these shortwave stations these days. I mean, there's still plenty out there that are broadcasting on shortwave. But sadly, the number is getting fewer and fewer each year. You'll hear one station leaving, and this year it's Radio Sweden. And then one program, Keith Perone's Happy Station, is going away off of shortwave too. So sadly, that's the reality of shortwave, but hopefully more stations won't follow this year. Hopefully not. Otherwise, we're going to be calling it Podcast Weekly or something, International Podcast Weekly, the way things are going right now. And since Radio Sweden is going away, at least by the next cycle, which would be October 31st, since there is some time before it goes away, it's still on shortwave. And so, for Media Guide this week, we're going to be talking about Radio Sweden. And so, here is a clip of what you will hear on Radio Sweden, whether it be on shortwave or on the internet.
Broadcast throughout Sweden on the P2 network and to the world on the internet and satellite. This is Inside Sweden, a half hour of news and views from Sweden in English from the broadcasting house in Stockholm. I'm Linda Nyberg. Coming up in today's program, two young girls are raped in a small northern town, and they, not the rapist, are bullied, insulted, and blamed. The television exposé that shocked Sweden.
Linnea stod mycket, mycket ensam.
Criticism about the government's plan to send refugee children back to their countries and house them in Swedish-funded homes.
We fear that even more children will not be granted a proper investigation on their asylum claims, because it will be easier to send them back and say, well, at least we are taking care of them back in their homeland.
And we visit a gender-neutral daycare center and talk to its proponents.
every human needs to have all kinds of roles and abilities to get the right opportunity to choose what they want to do in their life.
And its scathing critics.
I would not like to see feminist ideology imposed on very young children.
All that and some frequency announcements coming up in the next half hour. Welcome to the program. But before we get started, let's stop off at the news desk to see what else is making headlines on this Inside Sweden Friday.
And with the news, I'm Dave Russell. China's Vice President Xi Jinping is on his way to Sweden this weekend and will reportedly attend the expected signing of a $2 billion takeover deal by Ziyang Geely for Volvo Cars. China's official...
Well, I hope you enjoyed that clip. That was Radio Sweden, which, if you're, if you've forgotten already, which you probably have not, it is leaving shortwave on October 31st this year to become an internet-only radio station, and that kind of sucks. But oh well, I mean, they have to do what they have to do. But just a brief synopsis of Radio Sweden. Radio Sweden is located in, of course, Sweden. And it has a wide variety of programming that is one of the well-known international broadcasters in the international broadcast market. You have international news. And then you have several programs that are broadcast each day. You have something that's called... Let me get station. let's see. You have the news, and you have This is Sweden. It's one of their programs there. It's one of their well-known programs. Unfortunately, there's not a list of what programs are on at the moment, but they have a wide variety of programmings related to news, Europe, international politics, businesses, environment, science, health, culture, sports, all that spiel, all pretty much what you would hear on a traditional radio station. But their main programs are This is Radio Sweden and In Our Archives. These are just... In Our Archives just has a pretty much a wide variety of programming based on whatever goes on in the country. And while it's on shortwave, you can tune it in... on these frequencies while it's still on shortwave. The web radio via the app on the iPhone and iPod Touch or internet-enabled mobile phone. On the mobile phones, you can go to radiosweden.mobi. And then the iPhone app, iPod Touch app, can be found on iTunes. And let's see, you can also listen to this in Real Audio or Windows Media at http://www.sr.se/webradio/index.asp?typ=signevents and unit ID=2054. And, of course, you can follow them on Twitter at their page, twitter.com/Radio Sweden, and they're on Facebook as well. Those are just some ways you can connect with Radio Sweden and maybe, you know, yell at them for going on the internet on October 31st. But those are just some ways you can listen to it until the switch on shortwave and other mediums. Not sure if they'll stick around on World Radio Network or Not sure if they'll be on World Radio Network or on satellite radio. Hopefully they'll still be on those. As far as I know, they're becoming completely online. They're abandoning medium wave and shortwave. And that is pretty much this episode of Shortwave Weekly. I hope you enjoy tuning in. This is probably more in depth than the last episode. Last episode was relatively short. Hope you were all able to download that. I understand it was in a different format than usual, so it may have been hard to listen to it. On the podcast version, if your MP3 player was not playable, it was probably easier to hear it just on the computer. I'm going to take a look at the Shortwave Weekly page on Facebook, and so far we have 104 fans. Wow, that has amazingly jumped since I first started this back in August or September, sometime in 2009. We have 104 fans, and for those who have recently joined, I thank you all for joining, and even those who have joined in the past and still are a member, I am glad you're sticking around with us here. So we got quite a bit of people plugged in into Shortwave Weekly, and hope you stick around because there are a lot more amazing things. Although I haven't done this on a more weekly basis, I should have, but I've been busy for a while because of school and also working at WUMR. Been just pretty busy with that. And I recently posted, and I talked about this on the last podcast, I believe, about my shortwave radio, the Eaton E5. I was planning on selling that. I decided I'm no longer going to sell it. I'm going to decide to just go ahead and keep it. It just wouldn't do me any good to sell it at this moment. I wouldn't get much of a profit because of shipping would cost quite a bit. I wouldn't include shipping on a charge to the people. It would have been free shipping to the people. It would have came out of my pocket, but it would have been very costly. So I decided to not get rid of it and just go ahead and keep it. And so I'll be keeping the Eaton E5, but you can find it on Amazon.com. I'm sure it's about roughly the same price someone may have on there. But check it out right now, as a matter of fact. Let's see. Eaton E5. I noticed on the comments on the video that I posted of the Eaton E5, some folks were comparing it to making it better than the Sony ICF and whatnot. My personal experience is that the Sony receiver is it's not a lot better, but it's definitely better. And of course, this goes by a different name. It goes by the Grundig G5. And they also have a radio similar to that that was just released, the Grundig G3. And like the Sony ICF7600GR, it has synchronous detection. And it also has RDS for like local radio stations that use the RDS, radio data system. What that does is displays the song title, the artist, and the radio station that you're hearing. Along other information, this has been somewhat confused with HD radio, and it's not HD radio. HD radio is a clear difference, but it goes by the G. There's a G3, which has AM, FM, shortwave, and single sideband actual dedication signal to that. Now it's an improvement over the G5, and also has aircraft band as well. That is $150. You can find that in Radio Shack and on Amazon.com. You can also find a G5 or E5, whatever. An E5 is no longer listed on here, but the G5, the Grundig G5, is pretty much the same thing. Instead of gray, it's black, and it has Grundig on it. And that is retail for a brand new one for $100, $99.99. It was $200, but got slashed. And you can find it new also at three other places on here for $97.50. But there's a used one for $129.95. I don't understand why that's higher than a brand new one. But you could buy it brand new for a lot cheaper, $30 cheaper on Amazon, for $100 on Amazon.com. You might be able to find it in Radio Shack as well. But that is that. The Sony ICF, let me look at the cart, is on $134.28 with free Super Saver shipping on Amazon.com. And that's pretty much the only place where you can see it or buy it there. Because I don't think it's no longer in production. Well, my voice is about to run out. So thank you all for downloading this podcast. And for more information, you can go to the Shortwave Weekly blog at shortwaveweekly.blogspot.com. You also could go on our Facebook page and just type us in under the search engine, Shortwave Weekly. There's a fan page and there is a group page. You can go to either one of those and join up. And this has been Chris Freitas signing off. I hope you have a wonderful week. Do not get discouraged from listening to Shortwave. As all these stations are fading out, all these different stations are fading out, there's still a lot of voices out there you could tune into. Until then, till the next episode, 73s.